Welcome home, Angel, and welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty, and I thank you so much for checking us out. Listen, join us weekly as we discuss all things life. You heard it right, and I mean life, adult life, that is. We're going into season 3, 2024, and we're excited about everything that we have coming to you this season. Join us as we are live interacting with family, friends, guys, girls, talking about everything life brings. Make sure that you're following us on our social media outlets on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast, Facebook at Talks with Ty, and Instagram at Talks with Ty _. I look forward to seeing you. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'll catch you in the next episode.
It's y'all hoes sleep, bitch. I need y'all bitches to get up. If y'all sleep, bitch, get up. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Let me tell you how I'm feeling right now. I feel like fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Bitch, y'all hoes. I keep scrolling through here looking at y'all hoes with these motherfucking Valentine's flowers and these Valentine pictures. And sitting up here talking about some y'all love y'all niggas. So, bitch, he fucking me. He fucking me. He fucking me, bitch. He fucking me. Bitch, he fucking me. That's what he doing. He fucking me. I'm sick of y'all. Bitch, y'all hoes sleep. I hope you ain't, bitch. And bitch, don't go to sleep too early tonight, motherfucker, bitch. Because he's saving all that dick for me. He used to tell you we'd run away together. What gives you the right to be free? He said, be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fan.
Out with the old, in with the new. New car, new crib, new nigga zoo. Life moves so fast, cherish what you have. Just be blessed, have no stress. It's gonna be the best year of your life. It's gonna be the best year of your life. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, angels! Y'all know I cannot sing, Bible. Let's see if we can do it again. Hold on, come on. Out with the old, in with the new. New car, new crib, new nigga too. Life moves so fast, cherish what you have. Be blessed, no stress. It's gonna be the best year of your life. It's gonna be the best year of your life. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I'm claiming it. Listen, come on in the room. Happy New Year. Today is January the 2nd, 2024. Y'all, I was ready to come over here. I mean, I was scared to come over here because 2023. No, for real. I was scared to come over here because 2023. Okay. But we made it and we here. Y'all want to know a little version I was singing? Check out at Sonya on Instagram. That's my girl. I should have put it. Let me see if I can add it, y'all. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can add the video because y'all can know. Hold on. Crap. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me add it so I can play it for y'all. So I can play it for you. Let me go home because I got to do stuff on my phone. It's just easier than to do stuff. Because what are we doing? A YouTube. Do y'all know how to do Canva? If you don't know how to do Canva, shame on you because Canva really has like changed the game with stuff. Like I don't know what I would do without Canva as a content creator. Why this not?
New car, new crib, good nigga too. Life moves so fast, let go of the past. Love a little more, cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Make a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life. Best year of your life. Best year of your life. La 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 la.
Y'all can't tell me she ain't kill that. She killed it.
That's about to be my intro for the rest of the year. That's about to be my intro. I don't care who don't like it. Listen to what she's saying.
Life moves so fast. Let go of the past. Love a little more. Cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Make a wish and blow it to the sky.
It's gonna be the best year of your life.
Best year of your life. Best year of your life.
It's gonna be the best year.
Yeah.
I wish she would have made a song. I wish she would have made a song, but she didn't.
She didn't think about me like that, guys. She is really one of my faves. I absolutely love her. But you know what time it is, okay? Happy 2024. Come on in the room, angels. Welcome back. We are officially in season 4 of Talks with Ty the podcast. Clap it up. Okay, season 4 of Talks with Ty the podcast, y'all. I'm super excited, super grateful, super thankful, super blessed to be here for 4 seasons strong. The first 3 were very rocky, but listen, we got it. We here, we moving, we grooving, and we're making things happen, okay? And I'm just happy to be here with you all. Like I said, today is January 2nd, 2024. This is season 4, episode 1. If you're listening to me in your ears, I hope that my voice brings you comfort, okay? But let's get into the show, okay? I didn't even put a title on the show, so I'm about to do that real quick. Hold on. I'm going to try to get it together. We're going to be better this year. I promise. Let me go up here and create the banner. Because, so you know how you go into a new year and everybody be like, new year, new me. I'm not saying that. I have grown. New year, still growing. How about that? And that's going to be the title of our show tonight. New year, still growing. God is not done with me yet, so please, don't try me, okay? New year, still growing. All right, let's get this in the title so y'all can know what we're talking about tonight. Particularly in my growth, I want to talk about setting standards. And what is going on? My H not working. T. H. Oh. My H button is not working. Child. Okay. Well, let's add that banner because they trying it. Okay, so tonight's subject, new year, still growing. My H on my computer not working, and I got a warranty on this computer. This computer cost me a pretty penny. It's going to go by. I ain't had it a year. First, let's get into the new year, new look, y'all. I got my hair braided for the first time in about 13 years. I got my hair braided. Shout out to Nadine's Hair Braiding in Bowie, Maryland. I absolutely love my hair. The only dispute I have is this product that turns white that they use. Braiding has changed, okay? I don't know that they use this stuff. And I get it. It makes the hair look very sleek, but I don't like that white cast on my hair. So, yeah, next time when I get it braided, because I think I'm going to rock braids this year. I'm going to give my wigs a rest. But next time I get it braided, yeah, we're going to have to minimize that product. But other than that, my hair was worth every penny. I was in and out in 3 hours, and I absolutely love it. So check out Nadine's Hair Braiding if you are looking for some braiders. Tonight's topic, new year still growing. And what brings me into talking about this is last night I was invited out to a private dinner. Okay, my cousin, she had a private gathering, and I was very nervous, Okay, nobody knows this. I'm sharing this with you guys. I was very nervous about this gathering because since having some separations with friendships, I'm very like, I have real bad anxiety when it comes to like being in friend circles. And the crazy thing is when I was younger, I just didn't do the friend thing. Never had a lot of girls hang around me. Got into high school, met my best friend. She had friends. So she kind of introduced me to having friends. And we shared a lot of mutual friends through high school. As an adult, some of those friendships, all of those friendships fell out. All of them. And that's okay. You know, people grow apart. It's all right. And my relationship still remains with my best friend, of course. But ever since that situation and some other things that have happened, I just don't do the friend groups. And like, I'm already kind of like iffy about energies and like people I'm around and stuff like that. Like I'm just weird with it, right? My anxiety sets in with that. And that's crazy because you see me on the show, you would think I'm sociable, but it's just me in this room. And that's how I like it. And it's peaceful. My spaces are always peaceful. So when I'm going into new spaces with other people and their friends, I don't know what I'm walking into. So I was very nervous about last night. Anyway, still growing, right? Still learning new things, still facing some fears, still setting boundaries, still becoming who I am supposed to be, still chasing purpose. I'm still doing all that in 2024, right? Some things that I talked about that I want to be or that I want to display this year is just healthier choices, mind, body, soul, spirit, continuing with healthy choices, and then consistency, right? Consistency with this, because we're going viral this year. Okay, we're doing everything that we need to do. But I got to the venue, which was beautiful, and I had an amazing night. And I knew my cousin and two of her friends. And then, so I knew about four people. Other than that, she had about 27, 28 people attend the event. And I had an amazing time fellowshipping, rubbing elbows, laughing, joking, partying. Like, I brought the new year in with my family on New Year's Eve. And then just stepping outside of the box, doing something that I normally wouldn't do. You can't catch me in every space. You're not going to catch me out and about with people. I don't do that. So I did that. I wanted to support her more than anything. As we've grown over our relationship has grown even more over this past year. And so I had an amazing time. So I want to say, if there's something that you want to do, or if you've been scared to do something, or you have anxiety when it comes to a certain situation, do it. Which brings me to setting standards. Okay. This past 2 years, I have, y'all got my lashes on and everything today. So I'm doing good. And I did them, by the way. This is a cluster set that I did. Yeah, but like stepping out and stepping into new, which brings me to setting boundaries, right? Sometimes we don't want to let go of what is familiar. We don't want to move out of what we're used to. It's kind of like my very first episode in season 3. The plant that couldn't grow, right? You get so comfortable in this pot, you get used to the soil, you get used to your routine, you know, you're in this pot and you're comfortable in this pot, but at some point you start to grow. You're getting fed every day. You're getting watered. You're getting the correct amount of sunlight. Your environment is good and you start to grow. And the growth starts to become painful in the space that you're in because you're still growing, but yet you want to remain in the same space. And in order to grow, right, when God is growing you, you have to have enough space to be able to grow properly. And that's scary, right? Because it's new. So you have to uproot yourself, what you're used to, what you've become accustomed to, what you know. And now you have to replant your roots into a bigger pot. It's new soil, it's new surroundings. You got to get used to it. And it's like life. Like, it's like life, right? Enlarging your territory, but understanding you can't become big and staying in the same space. When you enlarge yourself, you have to enlarge your space. And this year, I think God really taught me that. I say, oh, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Oh, my goodness. Right? Like, tell him what you want to do. Tell him your plans. Oh, I'm going to do this, this, that, and the third. It doesn't happen like that. Sometimes it does. Most times it does not. Right? So what I've learned this year is I've learned how to chase the purpose. And while I'm chasing the purpose, I set my standard. I create healthy boundaries. And I keep my space clean and clear for me to receive whatever it is that I need to receive. It's big enough for me to grow, but it's big enough for me to receive what I need to grow, to be successful. And I wasn't always like that. A huge part of setting standards is determines how we grow. I never in my life, truthfully, and I'm 39 years old, all right? I never in my life until maybe about the last 2 years started setting standards, saying this is what I want, this is what I deserve, and if you can't meet this, you can't be around me. I stopped being accessible. I didn't have a choice but to let some people go. Boundaries, standards. And in that, it's like, okay, well, maybe that's not for you. Let's try this. Just figuring out what works for me. And I'm not the same person. My roots will never change. My character will never change. But in that, it's just setting standards alleviates
bullshit.
Setting standards eliminates, not alleviates, eliminates
bullshit. Okay?
You may have 1, 2, 3 creepy crawlers get through. But when you set a standard and people know and understand this is who you are, this is where you're at, you don't have to worry about it. Last night, my cousin had a dinner. Something this simple, right? Standard setting. She had a dinner. Now, I don't know about you, but I get very cringe when I go to big dinners and we're all on one check because of some things that I've had happen in the past. Like, that is like, a no-no for me. I go to the bar, order my food, because I've had to come out of pockets a pretty penny before to help cover a check, you know. And especially if I'm only having an appetizer and it's just them big parties, I don't like that. But that's based on my experience and what I've been through. Now, last night my cousin had a party at a high-end restaurant. The deal was Everybody come, $200 a person. You got a four-course meal plus two alcoholic beverages of your choosing. Well, you had an option, but two alcoholic beverages, a four-course meal, right? So I was a little hesitant, but I did it because I said, like, I'm trying new stuff. So we went 20. She invited 40. Y'all, that's a lot of people in a group. 40? That's a lot of people. So she invited 40 people. 27 of us attended and ate. At the end, everybody's eating. We're all having a good time. Okay, this is what I'm saying. Changing those, get in a bigger pot. Get around some people. This is where you want to be. Like, get. Okay, you done outgrown that little pot. It's time for you to get onto a bigger one. I'm not playing. I figured that out last night, okay? At the end of the evening, it comes. It's time to collect the money. So you know me. I'm just sitting back. Let me catch this tea. Because it's always the atmosphere and standards. I'm going to just say that. Okay? So I'm giving, let me catch this tea. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, everybody paid without, they paid how she was very specific. Pay $200 cash. When I tell you she ain't had to get a cash app, a Zelle transfer, or let me transfer money from this account, put it in this account. Oh, so-and-so, I'm waiting on them to send me the money. It's 27 of us. I done been with 10 and couldn't get this, okay? 27 people. Every last person paid their money the way that she said. I couldn't believe it. She had me count them and she said, cuz I'm a little tipsy, count this. This the bill. This how much we should have. I'm like, okay. To the dollar? I said, oh, I got, baby, I need to be in rooms like this. Okay? I need to be in this type of atmosphere. Constantly setting the standard. She set the standard. If you couldn't meet it, it wasn't a room for you to be in. Something that simple. And so many times we set standards. We have birthday parties. We tell people to be there at a certain time. We tell people to wear a certain attire. We tell people, hey, it's going to be this amount of money. Setting the standard, and they don't follow suit. They can't catch what you're throwing. Ladies and gentlemen, those are not your people. Let them go in 2024. Period. I can respect it if the standard is set and you say, hey, I'm not going to be able to attend that. I'm not going to be able to participate. You might be somebody that lives in your means like myself, because I'll be quick to say, oh, no, I can't do that. I got some other goals I got going on. I got some other stuff I got to do first. Y'all catch me on the next round. Like, I'm quick to say that. Another thing I'm working on this year in 2024 is doing more. Because I could be in a house and be okay. But I'm working on that. Setting the standard. I realized how important it is, because you don't know what you don't see. You'll go on in environments that don't feed you to be the best version of you, that don't elevate you, thinking that that's how everyone is, because you've been in that environment for so long. You haven't seen anything else. You haven't experienced anything else. And this is no shot to anybody. This is just the truth. You kick it with people. You hang out with people. Now, when I'm with one or two of my girls, it's just us, or we get it done. But with bigger groups, I've never seen an outpour of success from everybody. I've been in big groups where one person might say, fuck it, I got it. Don't worry about nothing. I've been with that. I've been in groups where men take care of women. You don't have to worry about it. I've been with stuff like that. But like a group of people that don't know each other, like just coming together, like no mess, no stress, no strife, like effortlessly Everybody gave the money. It was what it was supposed to be. It wasn't no asking two or three times who didn't pay. It was none of that. The standard was set and everybody met the standard. Set your standard so that the people around you can meet them. Let's just say somebody had been in that room and they didn't meet the standard. What do you think would have happened? You wouldn't have been invited in a room into that type of atmosphere in that room anymore. So when you're invited into something that's different and you make the choice to step into the room, follow, meet the expectation. Meet the expectation, be prepared to grow, be open to a new atmosphere. And yes, new is scary, y'all. New is very scary and it's different. And it's the not knowing. And with my temperament, like, I'm working on me, but I'm still a work in progress. I'm still growing. Okay? So I have to be careful with what I do, where I go, who I'm with. And I really didn't know what I was walking into. But y'all, we had a time. A time was had. And I'm so happy that I went. I'm so happy that I met some people. I re-met some people. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so happy that I went. Like, I'm ecstatic. So I just wanted to get up here. And I'm not going to be long tonight because it's just not a long subject. First of all, we on season 4. And I'm just super excited. I wanted to start by creating the consistency that I want to see on my channel. But I wanted to make sure I gave y'all something just to start your new year off and just to give you a little something to think about. Maybe it's time. Maybe you're getting irritated. Maybe you're getting aggravated. Maybe you're not seeing the progression that you want to see because you're not in the space that you're supposed to be in. Maybe it's time for you to move forward. Maybe you've outgrown that atmosphere and it's okay for you to take that step forward. Yes, you're going to leave some people behind. Yes, you're going to have to give up some old things, some old ways, some old
shit. You're going to have to let some old shit go.
Whether you believe it or not,
you got some new shit over there waiting on you, but you too busy trying to carry your old shit. Let it go.
You got new things waiting on you, and I think that what I'm learning in my journey, because you know this is a show from my perspective, there's no right or wrong way, but what I'm learning in this journey at this time is grow. It's okay if they don't want to be your friend. It's okay if they don't want to rock with you. It's okay if it's okay. It's okay. Don't be scared of what's in front of you. A part of growth is change. A part of growth is discomfort. I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like not being in control. Last night was an environment that I was not in control of. I knew nothing about what I was walking into. But I still did it. And it was very fruitful. It was a time. It was how I want my year to be. Good people, great energy. Everybody doing well for themselves, sitting in a room with ain't no, you know, if it's struggle, everybody go through some struggle. But like successful, like just these, those type of things, we're not doing it. I'm not doing that in 2024. I want to be in a better space all around, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. I want people to have good energy that I'm around. I want things that I do to be fruitful because the trouble is promised. So don't bring me none of that. I don't want to have to ask anybody for anything. And if a person needs me, I want to be able to be available. Like, I want to pour into, I want to be poured into. Watch it now. So that, y'all, I'm in my new pot. Like, it ain't no other way to say it. I'm in my new pot. Shout out to my cousin, Lil Tim. He turned me on to this wine. Y'all, this wine. XXL. Okay? It's made by, I don't know who makes this wine. It's called XXL. Okay? And it's delicious. Okay? As y'all can see, the alcohol volume is 16%. Shout out to XXL. I don't know who makes this wine, but you can send me some. I will gladly promote it for you. Gladly, okay? We taking brand deals, endorsements, monetization, all 2024. I'm speaking it into existence, and we can start with this right here because this is delicious. Okay? I have a whole case of sticks. It's amazing. All right? I'm not really trying to do heavy liquor. Wine, champagne. Y'all see that? Oh, excuse me, baby. Less than a bottle. And I've been drinking on this since New Year's Eve. So, New Year's Eve yesterday, and this is my first glass today. So, something to mellow you out, but you don't want no liquor, baby. Get you a bottle of this, and you will not be disappointed. Okay? Thank me later. Keep yourself grounded. Keep yourself grounded. Protect your mind. Okay. Before I go, I want to talk about something else that I worked on tremendously last year, and that was my mindset. How I think, how I process things. And you've heard me talk about this on my show before. It's not what happens to me. It's what's happening for me. And because I've set boundaries and because I've cleaned up myself and my atmosphere, and I'm attracting different things, I'm attracting the energy that I'm giving, I'm attracting what I am, it's coming to me. I owe a great deal of that to my change in mindset. I had to get myself together mentally. This year, we're going to work on some physical. But like that mental was very important for me. You know what I'm saying? And your mind is so powerful. Like it's you. It's how you operate. It's how you think. It's how you process. So taking care of your mind and your mindset is vital. If you're no good for you, you cannot be good for anybody else. Trust me, I know. All too well. And no matter how strong I thought I was, or no matter how much I thought I had it figured out, or I could do it, I couldn't. Because my mind wasn't right. I was talking to my mom, and she was telling me about some situations with some other people. And I'm like, Mom, I don't want you around it. Like, I want you to be at peace. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Like, protect your mind. Protect that space. You worked so hard to get here. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at. So anything that doesn't give me peace, it cannot dwell around me. And not saying you got to give me peace, but if you're not peaceful, if there's always some drama, I can't do that. Like, I wish you well. Good luck with that situation. If I can help you with words of wisdom or knowledge or kindness, and my spirit tells me to do that, I'll do that. But you can't come around me with no mess. You ain't together. Your thought process that you want to be in. I can't. Like, my mind. If you stress me out, you gotta go. Like, my mind. And I never knew how beautiful this space was until I got here. So in that, the standards that I set, somebody might say, oh, you bougie, you think you all that. Oh, when you start acting like that type kid. Listen,
I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I don't give a fuck.
I tell you what I do give a fuck about. Peace. Having healthy relationship, like peace. And if I can't have peace with you, then we good. I'm good on you. You know, I'm good on you. And that's just where I'm at. That's what it is for me for 2024. We ain't finna come up here and talk about no new year, new me, or I'm gonna get back. That shit ain't even in my heart. If you did me wrong, okay. It's okay, baby. I'm sure it's not gonna be the last time somebody do me wrong. I forgive you. You know, if I did you wrong and I ain't know about it, I apologize. You didn't tell me. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's cool. Good luck. Many blessings. I'm good. Like, I'm not my heart, my space, my mental. I can't. I'm good. I'm good, sis. Most of the people that come around you to do that are miserable anyway. Or going through something and they ain't there yet. And that's okay because I always wasn't there. But I am now. And the standard is set. And this new year is still growing. Still growing through. Still blossoming. Still getting what's mine. Still very much lit.
As fuck. Yeah. Still very much lit.
Still very much that girl. Still very much pushing. Still very much.
Not to be fucked with. Still very much.
Still very much humble. But know who I am. Very humble. But know who I am. Still very much in my space. Still very much me. With improvements. Still very much. Look, y'all. Thank you so much for watching. Listen, shout out to everybody that's going to watch this on playback. If you've been rocking with me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Thank you so much. We're in season 4. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit that bell. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like the video. Okay? It helps get us in the algorithm. Those are the goals for this year. Okay? Thank you so much for rocking with me. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast. Instagram at Talks with Ty _. Facebook at Talks with Ty. Subscribe to the YouTube. Okay? It's your girl, Ty. It's been a pleasure. And I'm going to go finish my wine and relax. Happy, happy Monday. Happy New Year. I will catch you guys tomorrow for Talks with Ty Tuesday. Okay. Yeah, I'll catch you guys tomorrow for Talks with Ty Tuesday. Because what's today? Monday, right? Oh, no. Today is it's Tuesday. Child, this is Talks with Ty Tuesday. Y'all, it's Talks with Ty Tuesday and I ain't even know. But you know what? This is the consistency. Look at God. It's Talks with Ty Tuesday and I didn't even know it. I'm telling the new year. So what the new year was my day? It was my day. See? Well, thank you for tuning in to Talks with Ty Tuesday. Turn the music back up. Thank you so much for tuning in with Talks with Ty. Or Talks with Ty Tuesday. Okay? Officially in season 4. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Child, I didn't even know today was Tuesday. Let me get it together because I got to go to work tomorrow. Okay? I got to go to work tomorrow. Your girl got to go to work. I'm going to close out this show because this person has been on my spirit and on my heart. So I'm going to dedicate our first episode of season 4 to someone whom I will always love and whom I miss. You know, and in a very beautiful way, I made this when I lost this person. It was a tough loss, okay, but I just thought about them today. I prayed for their soul today. It was just on my heart. They might have came and spoke to me today. So shout out to you, Mike. Miss you, love you, and may you continue to rest on. I will see you guys this week, okay, probably tomorrow. Because we working on some things. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you. Bye.